I'll be totally honest with you. I tuned out slightly because...
Oh, wow.
I appreciate your honesty there.
Welcome to Who Said That? Five comedians armed with all we've got left at the moment, absolute confusion about when we have to pay our tax bills, and the ability to pay that tax in the form of banana bread and completed adult colouring in books. Oh, and the knowledge of each other's terrible, terrible brains. Dialing in today are Bryony Mae Williams, Sakisa, Matthew Crosby, and the inventor of a poo-based card game, the hero we need right now, Marek Larwood. Oh, he's got some right there.
He's always on the grift.
It's my card game. There we go. There's Lionel Longlock, one of the cards. There we go.
Do you have time to tell us very quickly what it involves? Because it looks fun.
What happened was I invented a card game to play with my niece and nephew. I don't know if you've got kids, haven't you?
I do. Yeah.
You've got kids.
Yeah.
No.
But basically, all they want you to do is play monsters, which is, and maybe it's because I look like a monster. I don't know. It involves pretending to be a monster and running around chasing kids for like 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
So you really hate them. So I said, I made up a game one day where I just drew loads of pictures on cards so I could sit down until they picked this poo man card out. There's one of them there. And when he appears, I run after them and chase them. Just buy it, because I haven't got any other work apart from making crappy cards.
How much are you selling it for?
That's a good question.
Selling it for money!
No. Yeah, but how much money?
$8.99, including post and packaging.
You come with every pack as well. So that when we get the 4 stars and you chase us around the house.
I'll just appear on your doorbell and chase after your kids until I catch them or the police catch me.
Bryony, you've got like an almost adult child now, haven't you?
Well, she's 5. I mean, I'm not sending her off to college yet, but I mean, I'm not sure how I'd feel about Marek chasing her around, if I'm honest.
But how do you feel about the Poo Man game?
Poo Man game, love. I'm sure you're lovely, Marek, but I'm scared.
You have all played the game before, so you know exactly what to do. You each take it in turn to ask a question. The answer will be texted directly to me. I'll read them out, and the questioner will receive points for every answer they pair with an answerer. It's really straightforward, and because it's so straightforward, we're going to prove how straightforward it is, and we're going to let Marek go first. So, Marek... Are you ready, buddy? Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. My question is, how would you describe how you smell to someone? And the reason I've asked this question...
Thank you.
...is a lot of these things on TV. You see, you get the audio, you get the visual things. No one knows how people smell. You might fall in love with someone on TV... Turns out you find their smell absolutely horrific.
And have you thought about this with other people? Like, have you thought, like, Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage, probably wet leather.
Josh Widdicombe. Have you ever smelled Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe, I imagine it's cross between sort of milk and hair gel.
Oh. You've smelled Josh Widdicombe, haven't you, Matthew? That's quite good.
Is that right?
It's not a million miles off. You know, he doesn't actually gel his hair. That is model's own. He doesn't do anything to his hair, really.
No, I'm not saying he does anything to his hair. I think that's I'm taking the smell of hair gel.
But he's just applying that to him. Creating it naturally.
But yeah, also, it's probably more almond milk or oat milk. He's a lot more sort of middle class than you might imagine.
Yeah, he does enjoy an oat milk, yeah. So he had a decaf oat milk latte on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
That's, you know...
Wow. What's the point?
What is the point?
Comedians aren't supposed to be models or good-looking people.
Oh, he's not doing it for the looks. I think it's, you know, like, I think he's...
That horse has bolted.
Yeah. I don't think drinking a load of oat milk is suddenly going to turn you into a model.
How do you know?
Well, I've done it.
Well, your hair looks luxurious.
Thank you, great hair.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
Marek, I've got 3 smells for you. Never thought I'd say that sentence before. Smell number 1, changes from day to day, from Monday morning's fragrant optimism to Sunday evening's overripe lethargy.
Oh. Yeah.
I've got smell number two, musky with a hint of Bailey's.
Mm. Yeah.
And smell number three, lovely by Sarah Jessica Parker, crossed with wet dog. It's going to be difficult.
Well, it's, the game's changed slightly because the people who've played it before, these are all experienced players. So I think
these are pros. Some, you are right. This is the Champions League.
But there's been Bryony gave a clue when her dog barked.
Did I? Did I? Or is someone bluffing?
Yeah, no.
That
doesn't
mean that we can't have all dogs.
Yeah, I could have a dog.
What's your dog called? Dog. What's your dog called, Matthew?
Rover.
What's
wow!
Your dog?
This is just like this is just like peak period. Whose line is it anyway? That was amazing.
My dog's called Dominic because that's how I always envisioned that I would have a boyfriend called Dominic.
And wow. What type of dog is he?
He's a staff.
Dominic. Ooh. The staff. And let's ask about
I'm from
Rover.
South London, so it's got to be. So.
What about Rover, the made-up dog? What is he?
Rover could be a girl dog.
Or they. Or they.
In
or
the, they. Yeah. Good point.
2020.
Absolutely. My dog is non-binary, and it's a non-binary Alsatian.
Matt, didn't you dress up as a dog for some TV show?
I did indeed. Yeah, I portrayed a dog called Sparky on a show called Animal Antics in about 2013. Oh. Yeah. So, you know, maybe I flounce around the house in the costume, weeping at the fact that it didn't get recommissioned. And the tears mean that I smell like a wet dog. Mm. Oh, it's together
slightly
when you think about
slightly
it.
More believable than Rover.
That's because it really came from the heart, that one.
What are you thinking, Marek?
I'm going to go for the wet dog and Sarah Jessica Parker for Bryony. Yeah. Oh, would Matt drink Bailey's?
Look at the hair.
Oh, absolutely. That's right.
Also, yeah. They do now an almond Bailey's.
You've just given yourself away. Unlucky attraction. Well done. You're the musky Bailey's one.
With your almond,
sweating. Do it really sweat over your Bailey's, almond Bailey.
I hate almonds.
Oh, God. Oh,
I hate
God.
Almonds.
I've got to get rid of the musk smell so I'll cover myself in Bailey's.
And I just mentioned it because I passed it in Sainsbury's the other day. We were talking about almond milk and oat milk.
Again, it checks out.
Come on, Marek.
I'm going to go for the changes from optimism to lethargy with Sakita then, because I don't think any lady would describe themselves as musky. And I go for Matt for the Baileys and then musk, the raw musk.
Okay. We went on a journey then. Marek, you got one. You then went up to three.
And then down to one.
And then back down to one again, yeah. Sakisa absolutely fucked herself in the arse then. She was the Bailey's one. She managed to talk us out of it, convince you again. She absolutely was Bailey. She was really pissed off when she realised that she went, oh, we're Bailey's. Oh, shit, he spotted me. She backtracked out of it. She got you away from her. But it was just one. It was just Wet Dog Williams.
Never call me that again.
Wet Dog Williams.
That feels like it should be printed on the back of a bowling shirt.
Yeah, Wet Dog Williams, yeah.
You get 1 point, Marek. I'm able to give out bonus points. And I'm going to give Sakisa a bonus point for absolutely fucking up her chance, but then bringing it back round again. So you absolutely... Yeah. I mean, that is a pro. A pro will make it difficult for themselves... because they're so good at it, to then show how good they are at it at the first. So Sakisa gets 1 point. So Wet Dog Williams is on 0 points. I'm going to keep doing that. Matthew Crosby is on 0 points. And Marek and Sakisa on 1 point each. And Sakisa, it is your question, please.
My question is, living or dead, who would you want by your side during World War III?
Right. And you're asking for an answer beyond just the word living or the word dead. Because I don't want to be in my house with a load of corpses around me. Even if they provide a very effective human shield, I feel like you're looking for names of people here.
Yeah, names of people. Yeah.
Got it.
Have you got an answer? Who would be on your who would you want on your team basically if we were hitting World War III?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, good call.
And he's just come out of retirement as well.
Yeah, I didn't see the match, so I don't know what happened with it. But
they tend to call them fights.
Huh?
They tend to call them fights.
You could have a boxing match, can't you?
Yeah, surely. A boxing match.
Yeah, a boxing match.
Shut up, Mark.
You wouldn't call it, you're going to go watch the boxing fight.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, thank you.
And also, every single one of us saw Sakisa's face then and went, well, fuck it, we are backing her up on it. Or not, we just saw that face.
She's mates with Iron Mike, we're not going to cross her.
I've got some answers for you, Sakisa.
I'm excited.
Okay, so answer number one, Sylvester Stallone, but specifically from Demolition Man.
Okay.
Answer number two, the Queen. I bet she's got a pretty secure bunker.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. Okay.
Answer number three, Rover, the imaginary dog. Okay. So those are your three answers. Sylvester Stallone, but specifically from Demolition Man. The Queen, I bet she's got a pretty secure bunker. I'm not sure if that's an innuendo or not.
How would that be an innuendo? I don't really understand.
I think he meant euphemism.
Yeah.
Oh, I did mean euphemism, Brian.
Today.
Here comes old boxing fight himself. You're not going to be in Dictionary Corner anytime soon.
No.
I'm not going to be in Dictionary Corner, you're right.
Oh. But you've got a lovely bunker, though.
Thank you, Murray. Also, thank
you,
teacher.
I'd like to see you inside your Williams. Bunker.
Okay.
Bryony, when you were a teacher, if any of the kids called you Wet Dog Williams, would you have given detention straight away?
Depends if it was a kid I liked or not.
Is that how teachers work?
Yeah, very much so. They say they don't, but they absolutely do.
Sakisa, what are we thinking?
Okay, I'm thinking Bryony's the Queen.
Thanks, Sakisa.
And she didn't even win Bake Off, but she's still the Queen.
Fuck off. I won the Christmas one.
Has that been out yet?
No, it came out last year.
Oh, okay. And you won that one?
Yeah, I won that one.
Oh, well, there you go. She's Christmas Queen.
There you go.
I think Marek. Am I pronouncing that right? Sorry.
Marek. Yes. I can't even say it right.
Don't worry, we've got the same problem with my name.
You've never heard it out loud, have you? You've only seen it written down before.
is Rover. And that means Demolition Man is Matthew.
Been said before?
Absolutely. My old nickname when I was a teacher.
Oh, yeah, you were a teacher as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
Did you carry a gun?
Did I carry a gun as a teacher?
To school?
I always think it'd be great if you had a jacket
on. It was Canning Town.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could have done, but no. No, it's in a jacket and then you open it up and you've got guns inside.
You know, just... So, you know, in some police films or some thriller film, you just see a glimpse of a gun somewhere.
Ah, yeah.
So you wouldn't... You'd just be there and someone would be giving you a bit of shit and you just...
Moves just give them a poke.
Your jacket, so only they could see the gun inside your jacket, and you just look at them like.
Well, here's the thing about that, Marek. There's only one downside to that plan, and that is you'd go to jail. And if you go to jail and they say, "What are you in for?" and you go, "Oh, I'm a teacher, and I did something in a classroom that's put me in jail," you don't get a very good time in prison.
Just to let everyone know, this is only question two. So, Sakisa.
Oh yes, we should. Yeah, yeah.
I think I want to swap, actually.
Okay.
Bryony and Marek.
Okay. So you originally had Bryony as the Queen.
Yeah.
But you've now gone Marek the Queen. I bet she's got a really secure bunker. And you think Bryony is Rover the imaginary dog, and you think Matthew is Demolition Man.
Yes.
Okay. You've just swapped around right at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, no points. You got no points.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
you went from 1 point.
Oh, shit.
Bryony is Sylvester Stallone, specifically from Demolition Man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Marek is Rover the imaginary dog.
Yeah, I knew it. Damn it. I should have kept.
Yeah, that was what you went for originally. And Matthew is the queen, and I bet she's got a pretty secure bunker. And Matthew, was that a euphemism?
No, no, I've just been, I've been watching, I'd never seen The Crown before, but I've started on this series, and you just think no harm's going to come to the Queen. I mean, I haven't seen the end of the series, so if something does happen to her, don't tell me.
No spoilers.
But, and she'd have some stories.
She would have some stories. Sakisa, you got no points. No. I do get to give a bonus point, and I am going to give a bonus point to Marit Larwood, who is going to start running some new teacher training lessons. Round three, Bryony May Williams, Bryony Bake Off, it is your question, please.
If you could talk to any species of animal, which would it be and why?
You know. What would you go, Bryony? Domestic pet or wild animal?
I'd probably, do you know what? I'd love to be able to talk to my dog and just know what's going on in his head. Just look at him, though. Like, just like, what's he thinking?
He definitely looks like he's thinking something.
He's probably thinking, cuddle me, because that's what he mostly thinks. But yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be really fun to talk to dogs.
What if you found him really annoying, though? What if you, you talk to your dog and you find out that he's just a bit of a dick?
Of a dick, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'd give like giraffes then, because I very rarely come into contact with them.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe. Or if your dog was really like far right and he would like really agree with people on the news in question time.
He's a massive Trump supporter.
Yeah, go on. I can't believe, why is Nigel Farage not on this again?
You see your dog making like free Tommy Robinson signs. So.
It's a good job we've never given them opposable thumbs, isn't it? That's why. Because of the placards. Bryony, I've got some answers for you.
Hit me.
Okay, so the first one is sloth to ask what the fuck they are always smiling about.
Okay, yeah.
What is what?
So that answer's definitely not Sakisa, though.
Or is it?
I mean, or a very, very good bluff if it is.
She's very good at bluffing and double bluffing us.
Or is it answer number two, squirrels? So long as the squirrels didn't tell my dog Rover, I'd been offered the chance to communicate with them and turned it down. Answer number three, giraffe, so I could ask what they could see from that height.
How high are they?
This is incredible double bluffing by Sakisa here.
Oh, she's incredible. Good.
Generally, how tall are
you? This is, just to let you know, this is what's known among the fan of Who Said That as doing a Joe McNally. Bryony, has this played with your mind, or are you comfortable that you know who's who?
Well, I think I'm going to go sloths with Marek. I don't know why, I just have a feeling about the sloths. I think, now, are you trying to throw me off saying, I'm sorry, I can't talk to my dog Rover, and that is Matthew, or was it actually you, Sakisa? Oh, I'm gonna go, Matthew, squirrels, Sakisa, giraffes.
Happy with that?
Yeah. That probably means I want no points.
What it means is, you got, and I want to see that leg moving in excitement because of this. 3 points. You got 3 points. You got 3 points. You absolutely got all of them right.
Wow. I mean, I got no points on the last one, so that is definitely progress.
Marek, sloth, and are they always smiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got really sweet little smiley faces.
Always smiling.
They do.
There was a picture that went around Twitter the other week of a wet sloth. Have you ever seen a wet sloth?
I don't know if I want to. Is that a euphemism?
It's not a euphemism or an innuendo or a wet sloth.
I put my wet sloth in the Queen's bunker.
Matthew Crosby, Bryony, was squirrels.
Yeah, I love squirrels. I think they're delightful little creatures. I'd love to be able to chat to them. But what I originally wrote was I wouldn't want my little cat Cosmo, because I don't really have a dog. Spoiler alert there, I don't have a dog. I've got a little cat called Cosmo. But I was thinking, if I start talking to Cosmo and she goes, "Why are you keeping me as a prisoner?" I wouldn't be able to deal with it, you know. And that's my like. There's a part of my brain every time I see Cosmo. Are you actually a bit depressed? You actually want to be somewhere else.
Is it a house cat though?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You actually are keeping it prisoner. Yeah.
We are keeping. Yeah. I mean, basically.
But she's tiny. She wouldn't do well in the outside world.
No. She wouldn't do well in the outside.
How do you know that? Don't judge the cat.
She fights the next door neighbor's cat, but through the patio windows. So she can fend for herself.
They see
each other like they're in, like, well, literally like a prison visit, and they're just batting away at the glass. And she likes that, so she'll run around, bat on the patio thing, run to the side door, bat on the door there. She enjoys a bit of that. But yeah, that's, there's two reasons not to let her out, because she'd kill next door's cat, and also because she wouldn't be able to find her way home.
She is adorable though. Beautiful.
She's very
cat.
Yeah, very cute cat.
And Sakisa was giraffes, because you just want to know what he's like up there, right, Sakisa?
Yeah, it's true. I would like to see what they're seeing. Like, is it just trees?
Get on a bus.
Get on a bus.
Bryony, you got 3 points. You get to give a bonus point because you got 3 points. So you can give a bonus point to anyone else based on their answer, based on what you think of them. If you anything you want, anything. This is I want you to feel the pressure that I feel giving out the bonus points. So what are you thinking?
I'm going to give one to Matthew because he hasn't got one yet, has he?
Oh, thank you.
That's nice.
I will absolutely take pity points at this stage.
Oh, there you go. Matthew's happy to be patronised.
Love it. Love it.
It was meant with love, but yeah, make it mean.
No, not mean. Not mean at all. It's meant with love, but take it with love. Okay. Very happy.
Mr. Olver, can I have a toilet break, please? I need a wee.
Of course you can. Go. Thanks. Go.
Okay, going.
Go.
Oh, this is. Are we timing it?
Yeah, we're going to time how...
Whoever gets the closest gets a bonus point.
Okay, deal. From now.
2 minutes 47.
1 minute 45 seconds.
Matthew?
I said 45 seconds.
1 minute 45 seconds.
I mean, 45 seconds is practically just walking out of shot and pissing on the floor, isn't it, really?
That's what I'm imagining she's doing.
Into a bucket just round the back of the computer.
Yeah, but
she can still hear her. She's still in the room.
Piss.
We know she's not. We know she's not using headphones.
I mean, everyone goes to the toilet while they're doing this, right? That's what that is.
No, but you don't forget that she's a female, so it's different. It's more stuff that we have to adjust in order to pee. Then
you just put a bucket between the chair and leave your chair, let it soak through.
Okay, here we go. Let's see if Simon... Simon is timing. Bryony, while you were gone, we had a game for an extra bonus point to see. They all gave us the times of how long you would be gone for a pee. And the correct answer, timed by Simon, the producer, 1 minute, 11 seconds. So I think that...
Crosby wins.
I think I win, yeah, because what were you, 1:45? Yeah. Yeah, so I win. Yeah. See?
1:45. I think Matthew wins. Yeah, Matthew gets an extra bonus point.
Oh, damn it.
I'm back
piss
in the
point
game.
Crosby. Pity point and piss point.
Pity point and piss point. I'll take it. They're all points. At the end of the day, they're all points, aren't they?
You're welcome.
Fourth question. And as we go into this last round proper, Marek Larwood has 2 points. Matthew Crosby has 2 points. Akisa has 1 point. Bryony has 3 points. Matthew Crosby, your question, please.
You have to make one thing that is not already illegal. What do you choose? So something that isn't something that isn't illegal, you've got to make it illegal. What do you choose? Is there anything out there that you think should be illegal?
And are you thinking about doing this because you're thinking about getting into politics and want to sort of...
I think that ship has sailed for me.
Yeah.
Well, I've got too much of a checkered past.
What have you done?
Well, I'm not going to say it now. I'm not, you see, if I was going to be a politician, I wouldn't crack under that kind of pressure, you know? I wouldn't crack under that kind of Paxman level, really, trying to give me Larwood.
Have you exposed yourself in public? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Well, let me tell you now.
Yes or no?
A fantastic question. I acknowledge that question. I'm glad you asked it. But the greatest crimes are the crimes of the opposition.
Oh, you are good.
They have left themselves exposed as liars, frauds, and cheats.
Wow. So the answer was yes.
Of course it is. Of course I've done it. Everyone has. We're all human beings, aren't we? It's just a body. Come on, get over it. Hashtag free the nipple.
So if you got asked to be on a naked dating show, would you go on?
The Naked Attraction?
Yeah.
No, but that's only because I've got really bad shins. So I would be out in the first round. My shins they're flaky, their hair's worn away from, you know, wearing too tight jeans. It's no, I wouldn't even make it to the genitals round.
So I'm not a celebrity, but I think if they were ever gonna do celebrity Naked Attraction,
you're the level.
I'm the level of celebrity that they'd have to shoot. It would be me. People who went out in the first week of Bake Off, like that would be the level of celebrities. And you know what? I'd probably do it.
If you went on Celebrity and Naked Attraction, there would be like resounding booms all over the country as WhatsApp groups exploded. It would be comedians texting each other. Well, that is unmissable telly.
Or missable. Absolutely missable telly. Okay, here we go. Matthew, number one, Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan.
It's good.
Okay, yeah.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
Number two, eating with your mouth open.
Ooh. Okay.
Number three, baking.
This is a really tricky round.
Someone's got some shade.
Yeah. I was going to say, someone's throwing some serious shade.
Right.
Unless it was me.
Yeah, well done, Bryony. Absolutely nailed that, mate.
Okay.
I'm not as good as the keys, though. He's much better than me.
How tall is a giraffe?
Matthew.
Okay, so... I can see you, Brian, as being the sort of person... I mean, everyone's the sort of person who gets rubbed up the wrong way by Piers Morgan. But I would say... I'm going to say it's Bryony for that one, which means that... Sakisa, I'm going to say you're eating with your mouth open. And Marek, you've gone for baking because you, throughout this game, have been the cat amongst the pigeons.
I'll be totally honest with you. I tuned out slightly because...
Oh, wow.
I appreciate your honesty there.
When you said cat amongst the pigeons, I just started focusing on the fact that I was sure that Bross
had a song
called Cat Amongst the Pigeons.
They absolutely did, yeah, yeah.
And I started thinking to myself, what a weird song title. Like that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. But they had a whole, they released a whole album of idiom-based songs. They did A Stitch in Time Saves Nine, that was one of them. Let Sleeping Dogs Lie, Rover loved that one. So do you want me to do them again very quickly?
Yeah, I'll put my phone away so I can concentrate.
I'm going to level with you. I zoned out also while I was speaking. I was hoping someone was writing this down. Piers Morgan, Bryony, Sakisa, eating with the mouth open, baking Marek Larwood.
Okay, you got one right. And actually, you did get the pigeon warrior, Marek Larwood. You got him right because he said bacon.
Yes, I knew it.
He's just he's like an antagonist. He just likes to annoy people. He doesn't believe what he's saying. He likes to throw these truth bombs in.
Exactly. In the game. That's how part of the game, isn't it?
He's like Piers Morgan. He is more about entertainment than he is about believing what he says.
Absolutely.
He's more about
Piers Morgan is not about entertaining.
He's about he's about getting people.
I am not about entertaining either.
But that was your only point, I'm afraid.
That's all
because
right.
Sakisa is Piers Morgan and Bryony is eating with your mouth open. But I'm going to give you a bonus point. I'm going to give you a bonus point because I drifted off halfway through your answer. So,
I'll take that bonus point, yeah.
That's never happened.
Oh, what?
Before.
You get a point? You get a point for
being boring.
Boring, yeah.
You get a point for his voice droning you out of the damn conversation.
Can I retract my pity point? Can I retract my pity point and give it to someone else, please?
Yes. Yes, you should be able to.
Yes. I vote yes. Who votes yes?
Well, go on. Take your pity point back if you don't. You know, I was enjoying that pity point.
This happened the last time Sakisa was on. Absolutely lost control of the scoring system. I am withdrawing my bonus point to Matthew. Matthew gets no points. You get 1 point. You got 1 point.
I get one official point, but no bonus points.
But no bonus point. And Sakisa is now gets a bonus point. Just so hopefully it'll shut the fuck up.
He knows that will cause trouble.
You will cause trouble. Final round proper now. Final round. This is my question. What you do, you text in. There'll be a little group where you all text the answers to so I cannot see them. And then if Sakisa could read out all of those answers, that would be lovely. And my question is quite simply, what is the best cake?
Did anyone watch Bake Off this year? Did anyone think that the winner should have won?
I wanted Hermine to win. I went Hermine.
Oh, I loved Hermine, yeah.
Right from the beginning, I thought Hermine should have won.
Yeah, because the winner, like, everything he did was gluten-free?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Boring.
I like him.
Yeah, what a Crosby. I'm putting my phone light on now. Look at that.
It's Mark, good, I've got some answers for you.
Oh, have you, Sakisa?
I have.
Thank you, Sakisa. Please give me some answers.
One of your first answers is fruitcake. Your second answer is lemon drizzle. Your third answer is Victoria sponge. The fourth one is none. Bacon should be illegal.
Oh, okay. Now, this is interesting.
So, again, would you like to hear them again?
Yes, please. Can you put them in alphabetical order?
Sure, I can do that. First one is fruitcake.
Bryony Mae Williams.
Second one is lemon drizzle.
That is Marek Larwood.
Third one, none. Bacon should be illegal.
Matthew Crosby.
Fourth one, Victoria Sponge.
Sakisa.
You got three wrong.
Oh, shit.
Which means everyone gets a point apart from who do you think you got right?
Oh, sorry.
Brian.
Who do you think you got right?
I think I might have got Brian right.
No.
No, who did I get right?
Matthew.
Oh.
Yeah, you got Matthew right.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to play antagonist there. I was trying to give a Marek Larwood-style answer.
Mm. Oh, okay. So Marek's favourite cake is...
fruitcake.
Like, is that a real answer?
Yeah. The fruitcake. You know, you get the one like the Christmas cake without the icing. The fruit stuff.
Fruitcake.
Well, on the train, you say, can I have a fruitcake? And you get the really dried up one.
Why do you like that?
It's like sultanas and stuff, isn't it?
Good point. And Bryony, you were...
lemon drizzle.
Why?
Therefore,
I love lemon drizzle.
I don't understand. None of these got chocolate
in them. What answers were you hoping for? What would you
want? Chocolate.
A chocolate cake?
Chocolate.
Just chocolate.
Is that because, Mark, that's your favourite cake?
Yeah.
But aren't we proving... isn't the very nature of this game proving that everyone's different? Like, if we all put chocolate cake, then there'd be no game.
It'd be good though, right? Be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah. In fact, can we start again? I know we're quite far into the game and that's the last round. Yeah. Can we start again? And this time, can we all just try and give the same answer? That would work a little easier for us.
And the world would be a better place.
It would be a better place.
Also, I just want to clarify, actually, you actually got 2 points right.
Oh!
Because you got mine right. Mine was Victoria Sponge.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. The final round, the final scores, Sakisa is on 2 points. Marek and Matthew are on 3 points each. But Bryony Wet Dog Williams wins with 4 points. Well done, Bryony. Thank you very much for playing Who Said That. Thank you very much, Matthew Crosby. Thank you very much, Marek Larwood. Thank you very much, Shakisa. But thank you very much, most of all, to your winner, Bryony Mae Williams. Well done,
Bryony. Let's go!